You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso.
I'm Norma Martinez in for Louis Sines today. And in the studio with me today is Maribel Villalba. She's the director of the Centennial Museum and the director of the Centennial Celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso. Welcome back to Focus on Campus.
Thank you, Norma.
Well, you are now the new director of the Centennial Celebration. Prior to that, Keith Erickson was the director of the Centennial Celebration, and he's been heard before on some of KTEP's past shows. But what responsibilities are you finding now as director of the Centennial Celebration?
Well, really, the main responsibility is just to get as many people involved in the Centennial Celebration and bringing the different departments that are doing different things in conjunction with the celebration, bringing them together so that everybody's at the same table, everybody's on the same page, and really just getting everybody excited, whether it's people on campus or people in the community, just getting the word out there.
And, you know, I think that's important that you mentioned people in the community, because UTEP is not just, you know, reaching out to the people, the students, the staff, the faculty. They want to incorporate all of El Paso
Absolutely.
Into the celebration.
And that's a big component with the 2014 commission. This is a commission that was put together by Dr. Natalicio back in 2010. And it has 100 community leaders that were handpicked to be on this commission to start talking about the centennial, even back then, but to come up with ideas and brainstorm and, you know, help execute the celebration. Today, as a matter of fact, Jacob Cintron, the CEO of Del Sol, is having a huge tailgate party for his employees because of UTEP's centennial celebration. So that's just one thing that we're very proud of, that you know, he's a UTEP graduate and he's promoting UTEP with his people, and it's just very exciting to see.
And also, you know, if people were to come on campus on Fridays, you're going to find a lot of people wearing orange, and I see a lot of orange being worn on Fridays, or at least UTEP merchandise being worn by a lot of businesses across the community.
That's absolutely true. And that's part of our signature Orange Fridays. And that was a project that was initiated because of the Centennial Celebration. But we hope that it will have long-standing influence and go beyond 2014, you know, become a tradition years down the road as well.
Well, I mentioned earlier you're also the director of the Centennial Museum. So let's talk about what the Centennial Museum is sort of doing for the Centennial Celebration. We do know that the Centennial Museum is sort of the home base for visitors to come and learn about the celebration. And the museum's hosting a number of exhibits, a lot of rotating exhibits. And the latest exhibit is one that focuses on the relationship that UTEP has had with the Kingdom of Bhutan for almost 100 years now.
That's true. And so the exhibit is Bhutan, Jewel of the Himalayas, and it features the photography of Mark Paldam. Mark is an El Pasoan, very well known, and he's a UTEP graduate. And so we were already thinking about doing an exhibit about Bhutan. We just didn't know exactly what we were going to do. And Mark approached the museum very early on with this collection of work. He has been to Bhutan several times. And it just fit in perfectly with what we already wanted to do. And his photographs are stunning. They are just breathtaking. And so, again, it's a celebration of the beauty of Bhutan, but also the relationship that UTEP has had with Bhutan dating back to 1916, 1917.
And it's interesting that, you know, all of us here in El Paso, or at least here at the university, we're familiar with the Kingdom of Bhutan. But
right.
I think anywhere else outside of here, they would think, where? You know about the Himalayas, but you don't really hear too much about Bhutan outside of El Paso, unless it's, of course, making news for, you know, sort of being the happiness capital of the world.
Right, right. And so that's, you know, we can pat ourselves on the back for educating the rest of the United States about this beautiful, beautiful country. We have the largest collection of Bhutanese-style buildings outside of the country of Bhutan. You know, we joke that we probably have the only Bhutanese parking garages or the only Bhutanese ATM or, you know, a digital marquee in Bhutanese style. So, I mean, it's funny, but it's a commitment that we've made, you know, ever since we started to emulate the architecture of Bhutan. We have our beautiful campus now to show for it.
And the Centennial Museum and Welcome Center is also coordinating a lot of campus walking tours. And so if people are curious who haven't really been to the UTEP campus in a long time, maybe they were graduates back in the 80s or 90s and they haven't really seen the changes that are here, there will be a walking tour taking place tomorrow of the Bhutanese architecture on campus.
That's correct. This is an encore tour. We did present it this last Saturday, but Dr. Ann Horak, she's the director of the UTEP Religious Studies Program, she's going to lead the tour on Bhutan on campus. And so there are a lot of places on campus where we have Bhutanese symbols or artifacts, and she's going to take people through the campus and show them. For example, at the museum, we have the Bhutanese prayer flags. We have the Bhutanese prayer wheel in the UGLC building. There's a beautiful tapestry. There's an altar piece in the library, along with several other Bhutanese items, and then in our union as well. So she's going to go through each and every one of these, and it's a wonderful tour. We had wonderful feedback from the people who already went on the tour this past Saturday.
Is the new building that's going up in the Centennial Plaza, I believe it's called a Lakang, is that going to be open to the tour yet? Because I know that the Centennial Plaza is still under construction,
right,
and that particular building is going to be sort of the centerpiece.
Well, unfortunately, because of the campus transformation and construction going on all around the Lakang, we cannot access it. It is a construction area at this point. There is a reference to it in a small presentation that's being done right before everyone goes out on the tour, but it's not one of the stopping points. But we hope that you can learn enough about it that it would tempt you to come back when it is open, because it is a beautiful, beautiful structure.
Well, sort of keeping along the Bhutanese theme, there's going to be a really big event happening next week on August the 30th. It's going to be a free event, and it's actually an event that was in Bhutan first, and it featured like a whole bunch of UTEP. A whole lot of the UTEP community went up to Bhutan to take part in this.
That's correct. This is Opera Bhutan, and this is something that we've been excited about all year. Ever since the UTEP delegation and the UTEP students went to Bhutan last year, we haven't been able to stop talking about it, you know, because we knew that it was going to be performed here. And we have the luxury of bringing to El Paso the Bhutanese performers from Bhutan. And we're going to have a visit from the Bhutanese ambassador who's coming to this performance as well. And this is just a wonderful collaboration between the United States, the Kingdom of Bhutan, but also even Spain and Italy, you know, the because there are other performers and other producers involved in this project. The actual performance is a performance of Handel's Acis and Galatea, but there are going to be other Bhutanese dances, and you'll hear authentic Bhutanese music. So it's an event for the whole family, and it's absolutely free. So there's no reason why you should not come to this once-in-a-lifetime event here at the UTEP campus.
So were you one of the delegation that was able to go to Bhutan?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, come on. That's a shame.
I wasn't. And the more that you learn about Bhutan, the more intrigued you become about Bhutan, especially with this photography exhibit that's up there now. The photographer was so moved by his visits to Bhutan. He still gets very emotional just talking about it. It really moved him in a very special way. It's a gorgeous country, and I would want nothing else but, you know, to be able to visit it in my lifetime.
So the people who went to Bhutan from UTEP, are they going to be the exact same performers? Because this took place, I believe, during the previous semester. So I'm thinking maybe some of the students that may have participated may have graduated. Are they being invited back, or are they sort of keeping it within?
From what I understand, most of the performers are the same because they already knew the performance. But I would not be able to tell you for sure 100% that they are all the same performers. But I know that a lot of them that went to Bhutan are the same ones that are performing this time around as well.
So I think it's also really interesting. I guess there must be some sort of a really well-coordinated effort to also be bringing then those performers from Bhutan into the
U.S. It has been a huge project. There have been so many people involved, just getting the visas for the performers, their itineraries for when they're here, the rehearsal times. while they're here, we also want them to interact with the community. So there's been projects coordinated with them going to some schools for outreach purposes. It has been a huge project. And so, you know, kudos to everybody who has made this happen.
Because, you know, I've seen when other departments, you know, maybe chemistry or biology, they bring in people from overseas and
right.
they might not necessarily have had experience in the United States
right.
or maybe they're not even familiar with the English language. Are you finding those kind of struggles here? Are they already in El Paso or?
They're not. They arrive this coming Sunday. So they'll be here for a full week before the actual performance. But a lot of them have been to El Paso, but more importantly, all of them in Bhutan know about El Paso. Because of our relationship with the Kingdom of Bhutan, they know that UTEP has a very special connection to them. So they're all just really excited about being able to visit the place that either they've been to before or that they've heard so much about. Like I said, there's so many people that have been involved in hosting them. And they've done a wonderful job in just making sure that they're going to be taken care of from the minute that they step off the plane. So that really isn't an issue. We'll have interpreters for those who don't speak English, but many of them do speak English.
And so we just want to recap that particular performance from Opera Bhutan of Handel's Aces and Galatea is going to be next Saturday, August the 30th, and it's going to be at the Don Haskins Center, and it's
right.
absolutely free. And we'll give some contact information here at the end of the show. But first, I want to talk a little bit more about some more of these centennial events that are being celebrated across campus and across the community. And there's an event that's been going on for several years, well, maybe within the last 10 years, Minerpalooza.
That's right.
And it's usually a celebration that takes place on the day before UTEP's first home football game.
Right.
And I think this Minerpalooza, because it's associated with the centennial celebration, it's going to be kind of a big deal.
It is. They're centennializing Minerpalooza this year. They're calling it the Party of the Century. And this really has become a community festival of sorts, not just a UTEP celebration, but it's something that the community really looks forward to every year. There's something for people of all ages. So it's not just targeting UTEP students. I think that's kind of how it started, but it has grown into something so much bigger than that. So there's going to be a kids zone. There's going to be food booths, special appearances by student athletes and coaches. There's also going to be a special musical lineup, and I'm not at liberty to say who those performers are, but I think that once the community does know the lineup, that they'll be very excited. Again, you know, you have to remember they're kicking it up a notch because of the centennial, so I think you know, just keep your eyes and ears open for that.
And in past years, Minerpalooza used to take place, you know, right around the geology lawn, which is now the area that's been closed off in order for the construction.
It's a big hole right now.
The big hole that's going to be the Centennial
But
Plaza.
It's going to be beautiful.
But Minerpalooza is going to be, I guess, off of Glory Road. Is it going to be close to Sun Bowl, those parking lots sort of off
right,
of
where the Larry
Glory
Durham
Road?
Center is. And they actually had it there last year as well. And it worked out great. Everybody, you know, loved the open space, and they're, you know, so they knew that it wouldn't be a problem having it there again this year.
There are a lot of, as I was mentioning earlier in the show, a lot of communities and organizations and businesses in El Paso that are sort of hopping on to the UTEP Centennial bandwagon, and the El Paso Chihuahuas are one of them, right?
Yes, we were very excited to hear that during their inaugural season, which they've had so much success with this season, that they chose to honor UTEP with the UTEP Centennial Night, and that's going to be on Thursday, August 28th, a week from today. And so we're just really excited about this. They're going to do a special Don Haskins bobblehead giveaway to the first 2,000 fans. Dr. Natalicio is going to throw out the first pitch. We're going to have Paydirt Pete there. So there's just a lot of excitement around this. And we really encourage, you know, all UTEP alumni to wear your or UTEP students or anybody who's even a UTEP supporter, just wear your orange. we want the stadium to be filled with orange shirts and, you know, just show your UTEP pride during the centennial year.
So that should be, again, on Thursday, August 28th at the El Paso Chihuahuas.
That's correct.
Well, there are a lot of events. And really quickly, before we wrap things up, touch on the photo contest that's being held as part of the centennial celebration.
Well, we're really excited about this. This is going to be the final the final centennial exhibit in the Centennial Museum for this year. But we're encouraging all UTEP alumni, students, faculty, and staff to submit their photos. And we're going to have two rounds of judging, and the winners and other notable submissions will be the photos that actually make up this exhibit. So it's just
What are the photos? Are there any requirements? Does it have to be on UTEP? Does it have to be
To be about UTEP. So we have different categories. Such as the, you know, a photo taken during your favorite moment of the centennial celebration, UTEP landscapes, Paydirt Pete, student life, UTEP traditions, arts on campus, and athletic events. So I think we touched on different topics that really anybody wouldn't have a problem submitting a photo about.
So like if you have a toddler or a newborn in a, you know, in a UTEP onesie,
yeah.
Would that be an appropriate picture to submit?
Sure. You know, I can't guarantee that it'll get through the judges. I mean, there has to be some creativity behind it as well. It has to be memorable. It has to be notable, you know. Memorable. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Well, where can our listeners go to learn more about all these events and the UTEP Centennial Celebration and the Centennial Museum and Welcome Center?
Right.
Where's the one spot they can go to learn more?
UTEP100years.com. That's the official Centennial website. And we do have links to all of these projects that are going on. We encourage people to like our Facebook page, UTEP100years. And Twitter, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. The main UTEP website also does a really good job of promoting everything centennial. So if you look for it, you'll find it. I guarantee it.
Our guest today on Focus on Campus has been Maribel Villalba, director of the Centennial Museum and the director of the Centennial Celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm Norma Martinez. Thanks for listening to Focus on Campus. Louis Sines will return next week.